Broadcasting live from the center of the universe, it's Business School Without the BS, featuring optometrist-turned-entrepreneur Dr. Robert Zellner with USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, Clay Clark.
1980 was the year of my conception. From the dorm room found a DJ connection. Entrepreneur of the Year in 07. On my path to the top, I learned a lot of lessons. Kicked out of college writing a parody rap. Dissed ORU liking Trump and Rosie recap. I've been known for getting stuff done, not giving a crap. In for jocking up wins while my competition naps. Now it is a Thrive Time show on your radio. Catch the broadcast or the podcast download. If you've got a business, we'll help it grow. God's got a plan you just didn't yet know about. Workflows, systems, scripts, and hiring. Motivating yourself when you need inspiring. These faces made for radio and not TV. Talking everything from Clay to Z. Auto watches, banks, haircuts, and glasses. You want to sell them, we've already sold it to the masses. No classes or prerequisites. Just business school as raw as it gets.
It's a Thrive Time show on the radio. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, yeah, all about you,
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 yeah.
Said we bring the boom.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to The Conversation. It is the Thrive Time Show on your radio. My name is Clay Clark. I'm a former USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, sent here to help you get into a great financial situation this year. We're on a mission to get you into a great financial position. And this is a new year. This could be a new you. This is your new year. And on today's show, as we're marching through the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, what I want to do this month is really to break down the book Think and Grow Rich and to make it very practical for you. And I also, as I'm teaching those principles, I want to share with you what not to do, because there's a lot of things that I did along the way that if I could have 17 years back, I would have done a couple things differently. And so, Chup, today we're going to, it's going to be kind of a self-deprecating show, kind of a show where people will probably think less of me, if that's possible,
well,
as
you know,
a result of today's show.
So okay.
Are you ready, my friend?
I'm excited, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, so here we go. So chapter one, the phase one of my business career. My initial goal was to earn enough money to be financially free. And if that's you, just put your hand up. I know it's a radio show, but I can see you doing it. Here we go. Yeah. Put your yes.
Oh, you. We see you over there.
And you.
We see you there.
And you.
Thank
but,
you.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
You. Thank
yes.
You there.
Okay. So if you
in the four tourists, thank
are
you.
Just
thank
trying
you.
To achieve financial freedom, it's okay to put your hand up. There's nothing wrong with that. And Chubb, I think a lot of people, a lot of business owners, start to feel bad when they have to raise their prices enough to achieve
yeah.
financial freedom. They start to feel bad when they're making a lot more money than their employees.
Yeah,
or they start to feel bad when all of the above. Can you relate to this? Because you have been a business owner, and now you are a business coach who coaches dozens of business owners. Can you talk to me about that feeling where you feel bad, either A, because you raised prices so that you can achieve financial freedom, or B, now that you're making exponentially more than the average employee?
Yeah, it's with regard to prices, it's one of those things where everybody has to raise their prices every year, right?
Right.
We have inflation we have to keep up with. If you don't, then you're technically losing money.
Real quick, inflation, for those of you who are not into the the inner mechanics of the financial workings of our American economy, basically the government every year spends more money than they bring in, thus they have to print more dollars, thus diluting the value of the currency. So
exactly.
Your money actually loses value over time. Back to you.
So if you don't raise your prices by at least that much, then you're losing money. Second, if you're going to raise your prices incrementally year to year, people are always scared it's going to freak out their customers.
There's a big
concern. It's a big fear, and it's kind of that scarcity mindset.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to lose that. You may lose one or two customers.
You may.
But you'll gain more because, you know, when you're working with us at Thrive, you've got your three-legged marketing stool. You've got your sales systems in place. So raising those prices is not going to run off your customer base. So you got to get over that fear of raising it, because sometimes, like when we've worked with companies, you just raise them a little bit and you can get the owner to their financial goals. They don't realize. A couple shows ago, we talked about how the story of the person that quit mining for gold 3 feet away from the gold. They don't understand that they're just, hey, if you raise your price by $1 per widget, that could actually hit your financial goals. And so you got to just quit being scared of that. And as far as making more than your employees, you have to. you're responsible for the whole business. You're responsible for payroll. You're responsible for insurance. You're responsible for the marketing, for getting the new customers, for buying all the equipment. Therefore, you have to make more money. If you don't, there will hit a dry spot in the business, a hard time, whatever. You don't get paid on a big job. And if you don't have enough money to pay yourself and build up a war chest, you're going to be in a world of hurt whenever that happens.
So I want to encourage all of the listeners out there. I just want to encourage you to think about this notable quote I'm going to read to you. This is from Napoleon Hill. And he writes, "Any definite chief aim that is deliberately fixed in the mind and held there with the determination to realize it finally saturates the subconscious mind until it automatically influences the physical action of the body toward the attainment of that purpose." Well, what's he saying there? What he's saying is when you obsess about a specific goal, you will eventually achieve it. Now, so for me, my goal was to become financially free. So I had it in my mind. There was a book called The $100,000 Club. The $100,000 Club. I remember that book. It was a great book. The $100,000 Club. And Chuck, the book was about making $100,000.
That makes sense.
And Napoleon Hill would teach you in the book, Think You Grow Rich, you have to fix in your mind a definite amount of money you want to earn.
Okay.
Now, he also talks about how most people want something for nothing. So a lot of times people say, I want to make $100,000, but they don't want to actually offer the world any value for it. They don't want to solve problems.
They want $100,000. They don't want to make $100,000.
Which is the whole genesis of the multi-level marketing idea. The whole idea that you can go out there and offer the world a product that they don't need or want, but if you can convince enough people on the downline to auto ship it, then you could achieve financial freedom.
Yes.
And the problem is the person at the top, let's play that out real quick, the person at the top has to make cell phone calls like every 5 minutes to motivate their downline.
Right.
And they have to live above their means to motivate their downline to want all of the accoutrements and all of the financial signs of success that they have. And then you have to constantly sell, motivate, and keep people auto-shipping.
Every month, new signups.
Right. And that's kind of the false premise. Now, there are some solid multi-level companies such as... And then there's another one. There's a really great multi-level company out there that's never had bankruptcy at all. They've always done well. It's
those guys.
And then there's the other one that's really big. It's big right now. It's gaining momentum fast right now. You got to get on the ground floor level. It's
they're in that industry. It's
Well, anyway, too many to name really. Right. But we move on. Okay. So the skills that I had to develop in order to achieve financial freedom is I had to learn how to become a good disc jockey.
Right.
I had to learn how to become actually good at my job. And up to that point, I can tell you, I wasn't a very good DJ. So I had to get these books on how to become a DJ. Chup, I had to get books about how to become a DJ.
So walk me through that. So you're out there, you've started the DJ business, and you're getting gigs, and you're DJing, but you're like, hey, I know I got it. What hit you? What told you that you had to get better? How did you know that you needed to get better?
Well, I knew that I needed to get better because the customers would consistently
hey, you
say
need to
things
get better.
Like, no, they were like, yeah, hey, you know, you're actually weren't that, you know, I'd follow up after the event, like,
yeah.
Hey, did you have a good time? And they would say, absolutely, here's the deal. And I go, no, I want to know, how can I get better? I mean, I would like to know, how do I improve as a disc jockey? I want to serve you, and they go, well, you know, your announcements were so fast, we had no idea what you were saying. Furthermore, a lot of people were bored, and the rap music that you played while you were setting up the equipment was kind of offensive.
And the fact that you weren't wearing pants was weird.
I did always wear pants.
Oh, okay.
But I will tell you, I got a lot of sincere criticism.
Yeah.
Also about how I set up my booth, the actual decorations, the actual booth, the equipment. There's just a lot of things. So I had to become a good DJ.
I want to hear something from you real quick.
Yeah, sure.
How did you receive that information? Were you at a point in your life where this was like, because you were soliciting their feedback. Were you able to hear it and be coached, or was it kind of personal because this is your life? This was your baby.
Well, Vanessa and I couldn't afford the air conditioning. I mean, we were spending all of our money on Yellow Page ads.
Yeah.
And I had three jobs. I worked at Applebee's and Target. And DirecTV, and Vanessa was working at Office Depot and Oral Roberts University as a cheerleader while going to school. And we had just enough money to take all of our extra money and to spend all of that money on Yellow Page ads.
The big one.
We had just enough money each month after buying the Yellow Page ads to go to the dollar movie We went to the Dollar Movie like multiple times, and then we would eat anything we wanted in the budget gourmet section of Walmart.
Those paninis.
It was in the frozen food section. Yeah. They're 96 cents, and they were probably 96% sodium. But that's what we did, you know?
Yeah, you got to have fuel, man.
And so when you're terrible, you've got nowhere to go but up. And so I guess I was very coachable at that time because I was really terrible.
Well, I see that in a lot of businesses is that even when business owners or managers ask for feedback from the client, they're a little guarded because this is a system they've built or a customer experience they've built. So if you're in that situation like Clay was, just take that advice for what it is. Don't let your ego get in the way. Don't be, you know, guarded and uncoachable because you think they're attacking you. They're not. They're just giving you feedback, and it's really valuable. If you get your customers to give you honest feedback, it's super valuable to your customer experience.
I would highly recommend as an action step that anybody listening to the show right now, you would rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest and 1 being the least in the area of how good you are at your service or product. I mean, how good are you? Because if you said, out of 100 people in my industry, am I in the top 5%? And I'll never forget this. Brian Tracy, one of his books, Brian Tracy is the best-selling author, and one of his books, one of his seminars, I was listening to a seminar on an audio, like an audio recording of the seminar. And then I was also reading one of his books. And one of the things that Brian Tracy talked about was if you will just get into the top 5% of your industry, you can't lose. You got to get in the top 5%. Now, another notable quote, this is from Steve Martin, where Steve Martin says you want to be so good, you want to be so good, you want to be so good that people can't ignore you. You want to be so good that they can't ignore you. That's a huge idea to be that good, right?
Right.
Then I had to learn about fondant versus buttercream. I had to learn how to become a wedding planner and not just a guy who played music, because you have to make a list. This is the action step for everyone listening right now. You want to make a list of all of the problems that your ideal and likely buyers have, your customers, all of the problems they have, and you want to ask yourself, how can I be the person who solves all of them? And so one of the things I thought we would do on the show today, which is kind of fun, some people say, you know, as a business coach client, what are all of the services that you offer? And people ask me that all the time. So in preparation for today's show, what I did is I wanted to make a list of all of the problems that we solve, Chuck, for our customers, you know, And I thought what I could do is I could just kind of read them on the air to give some examples. So, Chuck, are you ready for this?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, I feel like I have what's needed to do this. I'm going to do it. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Accounting.
Accountability.
Advertisement. Amazon product optimization. Apparel design. Audio commercial creation. Billboard design, Chuck. We do book cover design, book editing, book layout, book publishing, break-even point analysis, branding, brochure design. We do budget analysis, business card design.
Bro, you sure?
Outsourcing. Call recording. Checklist creation. Commercial photography. Content writing. Customer experience design. Digital advertisements. Drone videos. Employee onboarding.
He's only in the E's.
Employee recruiting. Executive coaching. Financial coaching. Flyer creation. Franchise development. Graphic design. Handbook creation. And we just could go on and on. And the thing is, I made a list of all the problems that the brides and grooms had, and then I made a list of all the services that I could offer to solve those problems. So I became their total turnkey resource. When we come back, we're going to talk about, again, if you are stuck right now and your goal is to achieve financial freedom, if that's the only goal you have, I'm going to walk you down specifically the steps you have to take in order to do that, because this is going to be a new year and a new you. And if you've not subscribed to the podcast, I'm telling you what, your mind is what the mind is fed. So subscribe to the podcast and never miss an archived broadcast of the Thrive Time Show. My name is Clay Clark. You're listening to the Thrive Time Show on your radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show.
Yes, sir. It's Ian Clay, broadcaster from the box in the 918. Business boom in the topic today. I check the syllabus, it's getting you paid. I'm making the business boom, it's what we do. You can do it, let us show you. I'm a father of five with maniacal focus. To teach the proven moves, no hocus pocus. Cause get rich quick is not a move. But the proven system will make your life improve. See, I'm more than just a rhymer.
climber, like a horse with blinders. Focused on the Thrive Time Show, that's where you find us. He be the Z and I be the C, teaching business skills from clay to Z. We both grew up poor, but we're poor no more. The goal of this show is to help you score. So I couldn't see the mic until my son could see, but I learned to rock the mic in the high school scene. A young DJ with a $1 million dream, numb to the pain that rejection brings. So I, like a sock farmer, sweated for that green. Now I'm on your radio with a thank you and please. Share this podcast with a friend and enemy. Now it's talks of business from clay to sea.
It's a Thrive Time Show on the radio. Yes, it is.
Thrive Nation, welcome back to the conversation. Welcome back to the new year. It is all about you this year on the Thrive Time Show. And this month, we're breaking down specifically the words of wisdom found within Napoleon Hill's classic self-help book, Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. That's the book that changed my life. But I want to make sure that you're getting what the point of today's show. Today's show is all about you finding significance.
Oh.
And for me, it was about moving beyond weddings and disturbingly accurate impersonators. Okay, so the first chapter of my business career, and the first chapter for you listening and for anybody, is you've got to be able to achieve financial freedom. Financial freedom. So what you have to do, these are the steps, is one, you have to be so good at what you do that people can't ignore you. You have to, as Brian Tracy pointed out, the best-selling author, you have to be in the top 5% of what you do. You have to. And so, Chup, I pulled out the book. I pulled it off
the
shelf.
We've got it right here.
From the Man Cave bookshelf there. It's actually a real book. And the book there, I mean, it's a phenomenal book. A phenomenal title, very creative. Can you read the title of that book?
The Mobile DJ Handbook, How to Start and Run a Profitable Mobile Disc Jockey Service. I don't know if I can do the rest of the show. I barely
opened it up. I remember reading that book. I remember, can you open the table of contents to that book? Because the table of contents in there literally lets you know that, because again, and this might sound boring to somebody out there listening, but if you're, I was a DJ, and just understand this, just because I'm a child of God or a husband or I'm someone's son doesn't mean that I'm a good DJ. And just because I'm trying really hard doesn't mean I'm very good at DJing. And so I had to become a good DJ. Good as in the customer was willing to say, you're awesome.
You are
And I
awesome.
Was not awesome. I was just average.
Let me,
so I had to
let
move
me interrupt
beyond.
You real
if
quick.
If you want above average pay, you've got to have above average service. So what kind of epiphanies did I find in that book some 18 years ago?
I have to start off with what's on the inside cover. Does the name Mardi Gras bring up anything for you?
Mardi Gras? No, what does it say?
We have a giant drawing of some guy celebrating Mardi Gras, and it looks like that you have labeled him Mardi Gras.
Oh, nice. Those are my pictures. Yeah.
Show me the beads, baby. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. So we'll get to the table of contents here. Let's get over here. So let me go. We're turning pages. We're back to the table. So chapter one, starting your mobile DJ service. So that's a pretty good chapter to start with.
Now, what's chapter two? Read off the chapter.
Okay. Chapter two, purchasing the right gear. So you've decided, hey, I want to start a DJ business. That makes sense. Chapter one, how do you get going on doing that? So there's choosing the name, registering your DJ service, bookkeeping and accounting. Then chapter two is purchasing the right gear. Where to buy sound and equipment accessories, lighting equipment, props, personal and travel items. That's a good one to have. Number three, chapter three, where the bookings are.
Where the bookings?
And so, and
that chapter right there blew my mind because I didn't know how to get bookings.
Right.
What's another chapter? Come on.
Chapter four after that is marketing advertising.
Yes. And see, these are things I didn't know how to do. Why? Because college didn't teach that. Keep going.
Chapter five, selling your services. So, hey, where are the bookings? Then you got to find out how to market and advertise to those people. And then you got to learn how to sell your services on chapter five.
Give me another one.
Chapter six, your music collection. What are you going to be spinning, DJ? Play me that song. Right?
Right. Give me one more.
Chapter seven, getting top billing.
Getting top billing. These are all, I mean, these are things that I didn't know how to do. And so I had to read that book and learn the moves.
Yes.
And so you've got to get into the top 5% of your niche.
Shout out to Stacy Zeman. Hey, what's up?
Great author. I'm telling you.
Good stuff.
Now, the next move you have to do is you want to make a list of all the problems that you can solve for your ideal and likely buyers. And so I started to read my list, but I need to continue my list because I did not get a chance to finish the list of problems that we solve for the Thrive Business Coach clients. We help you with your business card design, your budget analysis, your call center outsourcing, your call recording, your checklist creation, your commercial photography, your content writing, your customer experience design, your digital advertisements, your drone videos, your, this is a good story, your employee onboarding, your employee recruiting, your executive coaching, your financial coaching, your flyer creation, your franchise development. I need the music, Chup. I need the music. Give me the music, Chup. Okay, flyer creation. I need franchise development. We do graphic design. We do handbook creation. We do human resource recruiting. We do human resource training, landing page design, lead generation.
He's going to kill all day.
I know the listeners want to hear this list. Lead generation, leadership, logo design, management, training, marketing videos, menu creation, product design. Please move on. Okay, fine. I'll move on. So the thing is, we solve a lot of problems. I had to make a list of all the problems that the brides had. And it turns out one of their biggest problems they had was finding good wedding vendors.
Right.
They didn't know how to find them. So I had to make a list of all the wedding vendors in town that were good. And I had to make a recommendation list. I had to help brides find the best fondant bakery in town, the one that could make the best fondant, or the one that would do the best buttercream, or I had to make I had to find the best barbecue caterer, or the best, and that way I could recommend, and they would then the brides started calling me for everything. They're like, "Hey, I'm looking for party rentals. Do you know who's the best company?" And I started being known as the DJ connection. I would connect you to all the vendors.
See, here's a different thing for you though, Clay. You were passionate about fondant.
No.
You were passionate about finding all these other vendors and...
No.
Oh,
I was passionate about achieving my financial goals, which was to make $100,000 a year.
So you're saying you just did whatever you had to do.
To get into the top 5% of my niche. In the nation, I'm not competing against local yokels. I'm competing against the national stuff here. So I had to learn how to become a wedding planner, not just a guy who played the music. I had to learn how to engage every audience, whether it was the middle of the day or not. I mean, whether it was a... I used to come back from shows and say, the audience just wasn't very good. It was kind of a weak audience.
Man.
But after I learned these moves, I learned that I was a weak DJ. Jerry Seinfeld's funny regardless of where he goes. And I realized if I'm going to be a great entertainer, I've got to be so good that I inspire every audience to have a good time. I don't sit there and pass judgment over the audience for not enjoying it. And the final thing is I had to learn how to train a team in a scalable way. Now, along the way, chapter 2 of my business career, I started running into competitors who were going out of their way to attack me. People who I've never met and people who I never talked to them. I've never met them, never shaken their hand, I didn't even know who they were. But one by one, they began to spread sort of rumors that my service was taking advantage of the other businesses, that we were not doing fair pricing, that our DJs weren't very good, that our equipment wasn't very good, and yet we were very good, which is why we had all the bookings. And so I had to learn how to compete with the competitors. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to compete against hostile competitors. If you have yet to subscribe to the podcast, do it today by going to thrivetimeshow.com and click on the podcast button. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast today. Stay tuned.
I know exactly who you could be. So just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone.
Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show on Talk Radio 1170. Broadcasting live from the center of the universe, it's business school without the BS. Featuring optometrist-turned-entrepreneur Dr. Robert Zellner with USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year Clay Clark.
Thrive Nation, welcome back to the conversation. It is the Thrive Time Show on your radio or your podcast download. Now, Chup, before we get back into today's topic, which is finding significance, how to find significance, how to achieve your life goals. And all month, we're breaking down the book, Think and Grow Rich, the concepts and the principles in that book. But before we do that, we're giving away kind of a late Christmas present to all the listeners and a present that has a $220 value. So at $220 value, we're giving it away for free.
For free.
With the listeners owe us no compensation for this. They don't have to pay anything. But there is no such thing as a free lunch. So you have to do something.
You're going to have to get on iTunes or get on Stitcher and look up the Thrive Time Show podcast and leave us a review.
An objective review.
Us what you think. We really do value feedback because we want to make the show 2% better every day.
Every single day.
Consistency, every right? Day. Oh. So you get on there, subscribe, leave us a review, screenshot that review and email it to info@thrive15.com.
I'm going to write down the steps real quick. Step one, I have to find the Thrive Time Show on iTunes.
iTunes or Stitcher.
Okay. Step two, I have to subscribe.
Correct. Step three. Step three is leave a review.
Leave a review. Yep.
Okay. Step number four. Yep. Screenshot that bad boy or send us some proof somehow to info@thrive15.com and we will give you 2 free conference tickets.
And
those are $99 a piece.
Whoa.
Now, hey, now. We're going to include, you tell me.
We're going to include my book, Thrive.
Thrive. It's a great book. It is a really good book.
It gets a lot of great feedback. You can get it on Amazon. Obviously, you can buy it. We'd like to give you a free, tangible copy.
Yep.
And we're going to do all this for you simply by leaving us a review right there.
That's all you got to do.
And this offer, it's a limited time. We're only going to be doing this offer now here during the month of January. So it's only a limited time, January of 2018.
That's weird, isn't it?
Well, a lot of people listen to the podcast like a year later.
Right.
So I just want to make sure. So if you want to get a free copy of the book, the conference tickets, that's how you
February 16th and 17th will be that next conference. So get on there, leave us a review, send it to info@thrive15. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to get you out to the conference, send you home with a bunch of action steps to get you some time and financial freedom in that business.
And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, listen, guys, you guys have a lot of reviews. They're probably fake reviews. You know, I've been reading online, and you guys have probably had some fake reviews. They have fake reviews. Well, okay, here's the deal. Go look at our video reviews. Just type in Thrive Time Show reviews. It's kind of hard to fake the actual presence. The technology isn't that great enough yet. I mean, it might be hard to believe that our office, we don't have the ability to fake
CGI
people. You know, Princess Leia was deceased in the new Star Wars, but she still appears.
Yeah.
We don't have that technology yet.
Right. So if you look, you can tell by the hair. If you look at the videos, right. Look at the hair. It's real flowing hair.
Real people.
So they're on there.
So here we go. So chapter one of finding significance, this phase one of finding significance. One is you got to learn how to become financially free. And we mentioned it. You just got to get into the top 5% of your industry and make a big list of all the problems that you can solve for your ideal and likely buyers at a profit. And then you go do it. That's what you do. And that took me about 5 years to get to where my DJ shows were awesome. And it took me about 5 years to get to a level where I could solve many, many problems for the customers. Now, most of my progress happened in the final 2 years. The first 3 years, it was spent blindly trying to work harder, put in more effort, trying to dream bigger, trying to, expand my network, trying to believe and achieve. But I wasn't able to just get those basic steps down. Now, step two, this is where it got bad for me, is I was doing the very best job that I could do. And one by one, I started hearing rumors about my wife that were not accurate. And those of you who have ever met my wife, you know that my wife does not have the ability to be deceitful. And my wife is a very candid person and very just genuine to a fault. And she's a great lady.
And those of you that have met Clay know that he does not take kindly to people speaking ill of.
True. Not true. And so I'm kind of likes to fight guy. And so what happened was a bride came in to meet with us about booking her wedding at our office. We were at 111th and Memorial. And I remember the bride, she says these words. She said, yeah, we decided we're not going to use you guys. I hate to tell you this. I just was so impressed with your presentation today. I just wanted to let you know that we're not going to use you. And I'm like, okay. And she said, we'd already committed to being here. I didn't want to stand you up. But we're just not going to use your service.
Mm.
And I said, well, what happened? She goes, well, all of the DJs we've talked to, like 3 or 4, have told us that no matter who we use, not to use DJ Connection because you guys have a habit of missing weddings. You do it consistently. And I said, okay, what else? I was furious, but what else? And she said, and I guess your wife like works for the Tulsa World and somehow gives you guys fake media exposure or fake PR.
That old move.
And I said, well, my wife is was a student at Oral Roberts University. She has never worked for the Tulsa World. And furthermore, if she did work for the Tulsa World frowns on that kind of thing. I mean, they're very objective over there. And so that didn't happen. Who told you? And she says, this one guy. And so I found out who the one guy is. And I call him and he says, hey, it's just business. And I'm thinking, okay. So I find out, who else is saying it? I find out the other two DJs And I find out that those three DJs, one we'll just call them we'll call them the powerhouse. Okay. The first, we'll call him the DUI guy. So the first guy, we'll call him the DUI guy. The second, we'll call him the powerhouse. And the third, we'll call him the OKC DJ.
So they were all in cahoots.
They all were in cahoots. All of my competitors, because I was taking almost all of the business away from them.
Can I make a point right here? Can I jump in?
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you're feeling like pressure from your competitors and they're attacking you like this,
yes.
Just like Clay saying, they're doing it because they're scared. You're making a splash. You're getting their leads that they used to get or that they think they need. And so don't freak out about it. Just, you know, keep being diligent. Keep doing what you're doing. And don't let it freak you out, because that means they're scared and they know about you now. So beforehand, you know, you're just the little guy. They don't really care. And when they start coming after you, that means they know you're on the block.
And this is something that Lori Montag told me that echoes what you just said. Lori Montag was one of my mentors. She introduced the Slap Watch into the marketplace and the Zany bands. She sold those. She actually sold $60 million of products.
Woo!
She actually was the head of Montag Photography. Many people know that business. It was in Tulsa for years. She said, if they are talking about you, they are scared. She said, if they are talking about you, they are scared. And so she just like let me know this is a good thing. And I struggled with that. But once she told me that, I thought, okay, you know what? I haven't done anything wrong. Let's go get them. And so that's what I had to go get these guys. And I had to get them by not getting bitter, but by making my service better. And so day by day, week by week, I just offered a better and better service, lower prices, better service, lower prices. And then anytime that someone would mention my name in a negative way, my reputation, I would say, so the guy who said that thing about me, can we just Google him real quick?
Let's just pull him up.
Because you see how he has a picture of him right there with his DUI?
Yeah.
And he's got a couple of those. So if he gets
got that crooked bow tie on.
So if he gets to your wedding sober, I'm sure he's great.
Right.
And I remember saying that line over and over. And if he gets to your wedding sober, I'm sure it'll be great. The other guy, the powerhouse guy, he had a history of going into bankruptcy. So I just mentioned, hey, as long as he's not in bankruptcy at the time of your wedding, I'm sure it will go well.
I would pay 90% of that at the end of the wedding.
And the guy in Oklahoma City was kind of a slumlord. And so I always mentioned, hey, you know, if you don't mind dealing with the guy who chain smokes at your wedding, I'm sure you're going to have a great time. So anyway, when your competition attacks you, don't get all worked up and retreat. In fact, when they attack, you need to attack bigger. When they punch, punch back twice. And when we come back, we're going to talk about chapter 3 of finding significance in the world of business. My name is Clay Clark. You're listening to the Thrive Time Show on your radio. Stay tuned.
You just want attention. You don't want my heart.
Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show.
P the Z and I be the C. Teaching business skills from Clay to Z. We both grew up poor, but we're poor no more. The goal of this show is to help you score. So I couldn't see the mic until my son could see. But I learned to rock the mic in the high school scene. A young DJ with a million-dollar dream. Numb to the pain that rejection brings. So I, like a sock farmer, sweated for that green. Now I'm on your radio with a thank you and please. Share this podcast with a friend and enemy. Now it's Talks of Business from Clay to Z.
It's a Thrive Time Show on the radio. Yes, it is.
Oh, Thrive Nation, welcome back to The Conversation. Yeah. It is the Thrive Time Show on your radio. My name is Clay Clark. I'm the former USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, sent here on a mission to get you into a great financial position. And I mean that, not just because it rhymes. I mean that because I really am maniacally focused on your success. And I just feel like that somebody listening to the show today, I don't know who you are, you need to grasp the concepts that are in Think and Grow Rich and all of the Napoleon Hill books. And so all month, I'm breaking down the laws of success, Think and Grow Rich, trying to teach you the practical application of the principles, okay? And there's basically five phases that I had to go through to get to where I started to feel significant beyond just my career, right? But there's six steps that we all have to go through. And I'm going to just walk you through these steps. And I'm just going to use my life as an example of maybe what not to do. And hopefully you can learn some things that I did well along the way as well. But phase one or chapter one is you got to make enough money to be financially free. And you got to quit feeling bad for raising your prices, for paying yourself more than your employees. You just got to make sure that you hit your financial goals. And so how do you do that? Well, there's step one and two. Step one, you got to get into the top 5% of your industry. You have to be in the top 5%. You have to be near the best or the best in your industry. You've got to be the best or near the best in your industry, in the top 5%, okay? Nobody wants to work with somebody who's not excellent. If you are excellent, you can charge a lot more money. Supply and demand, that's a whole other show. But, okay, second, you have to make a list of all the problems that you can solve for your ideal and likely buyers. Not things you can sell them that they don't want, but the problems that you can solve for your ideal and likely buyers. And on today's show notes, if you go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click on podcasts, I have listed all of the problems that we solve for business owners as part of our business coaching experience. And you can find those. I think it'd be very helpful for you to see that list because, you know, we do web design and workflow mapping and audio commercial recording and video production and trade show marketing and systems creation and signage and scaling and product packaging, and it just goes on.
It's over a two-page list.
It's a big list, and that's just alphabetically speaking. I don't have every single thing in there. I mean, there's more I could put in there, but I only had a couple, 3 hours to prepare for today's show. Okay, we're getting back from the holidays, and there's lots of, you know, getting caught up on everything.
Caught up.
But we had to list that there for you so you can see all the problems that we solve for our ideal and likely buyers. That's an exercise you should do today if you own a business. Chapter two, or if you want to own a business. So chapter two, phase two. You're going to have to deal with enemies. Your enemies are going to personally attack you once you get into the top 5%. Everyone hates the Yankees. The Yankees!
I really do hate the Yankees, though, because they always buy all the best baseball players.
Wouldn't you buy all the best players, too, if you had unlimited? I mean,
yes.
their budget that the Yankees have just off of apparel sales, the income they receive from apparel sales alone, or the income they receive from TV sales alone, is so much bigger than every other team, they could basically like not even have any fans come to the game and still have the same budget as like the Minnesota Twins.
Hey, Lou, I know we got an extra $100 million in the bank this year, but let's not go after the new up and coming guys. Let's just stick with these old guys.
Exactly. The Yankees are not going to do that.
No.
They're going to sign the best people possible. That's why people hate them. That's why people hate the Chicago Bulls. Do you remember the Chicago Bulls?
Of course.
Michael Jordan.
Gosh.
And
Pippen,
Scottie Pippen.
Horace Grant.
And these guys were winning and winning. And then when Michael retired for a couple years and came back, his goal was to win every single game in a season. And those guys got close.
They
won like 70-something games. And people, you either hated the Bulls or loved the Bulls.
That's right.
But everybody knew who the Bulls were. Nobody was like signing a petition, talking. No sports talk announcers were arguing about, oh my gosh, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Do you hate those guys? Because no one even knew who they were. That was the team I cheered for as a kid. They were always terrible.
Were they even a team back then?
They were a team.
Okay.
We got to the playoffs once we got Kevin Garnett, but we were not that good.
Right.
So again, if you are anywhere near the top of something, you're going to be criticized. That's just how it is. So the only way that I know to avoid criticism is to say nothing. Do nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Be nothing.
Mm.
So chapter three, move on. Phase three. My goal at this phase of my life, this was when I was about 30, was to finally move from bitterness to betterness and to design an F6 life. So, Chuck, can you kind of explain what the six F's stand for members who are maybe people listening to the show for the first time who aren't familiar with the Thrive Time Business Coach show and really kind of our holistic approach to developing your whole life, not just business.
So the F6 approach is these are six areas in your life that you want to keep track of every day. We call them KPIs, your key performance indicators. And if you assign a goal to each one of these items in your life, these F6 goals every day, and you accomplish it, your life will just by default end up on a better track and you will grow as a person. You'll be confident because you're hitting goals that you've promised to yourself. So let's list them off here. F6, there's faith, family, finances, fitness, friendship, and Clay's favorite, fun.
Okay, so I'm going to list the areas of my life that I had screwed up during the first 10 years of being in business.
Oh, yeah, okay.
faith. I was not a Christian until my son was born blind. So I went to Oral Roberts University because I thought that it would be a safer place for my equipment to go to school. I was a DJ in college, paid my way through college. And I thought my equipment would be safer there than at a state school's campus. And
okay.
So I had gone to a state school, so I transferred into ORU from St. Cloud State University. But I was not a Christian at the time. Furthermore, I never put time into my schedule to develop my faith. Okay. Second, family. I really didn't take my wife on a date at all, I don't think, until 2007. So from 99 until 2007.
Just a couple days.
About 8 years,
oh,
I really never took my wife on dates because I literally DJed every single New Year's Eve, every single Christmas Eve, I would have a party of some kind. People have these Christmas Eve gatherings or the eve of Christmas Eve. Valentine's, DJed on every one of those.
I mean, really?
Really?
Yes, yes. I mean, I DJed. I remember that before Vanessa and I had our quote-unquote intervention when Aubrey was blind and we really sat down. And I say we. Basically, I was told to sit down, and I basically was educated about my jackassery. Yeah. But up to that point, I believe that final year of DJing, I think I personally DJed, I think we determined like 230 shows, like that year.
That's like two-thirds of the days.
I think I DJed on average of five nights a week or something like
That's
that.
That's a lot.
And so I was DJing every single night. Mm. You get home around 3 a.m.
It's good hours. That's what I was going to say. That's
well, you leave at like 4 p.m. to set up.
Yeah.
The show starts at 6. You come home like at 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Then I got to get up the next morning to do paperwork at like 6 or 7. And I did that for about 7 or 8 years.
A lot of free time.
No free time.
Oh.
Okay. Now, the third is the finances. I had always put that first, and so I've always done well with that. So I had the money, but no time, right? And then fitness, I was on top of that. I worked out all the time.
Yoked.
I was very much I was committed to fitness and was committed to finances. Friendships. What? I don't even remember talking to people.
Friendships? What are these?
How do you say that?
What are these words?
Because it's just like a muscle, it atrophies if not used. Friendships will fall apart over time. They will drift apart, not drift together, if you don't pick up the phone and call the friend.
Right.
And so friendships, you know, just disappeared. And then fun. I didn't have any fun at all.
What does that mean?
I guess I love DJing. And so that was a lot of fun for me. But so I had to readjust. And I'm asking you right now, in the areas of your life, faith, family, finances, fitness, friendship, fun, what of those six areas of your life, the F6 life, in what area are you struggling the most? And don't tell me I'm absolutely freaking dominant in all of them. Because that's why we have our workshops. They're 2 days and they're 15 hours of power. And in the workshops, what we do is we teach you specifically what you need to do to get unstuck in those areas and how to build a business that can serve you. And it is a 15-hour interactive, we teach time management, sales, marketing, accounting.
HR,
branding. And now, Chuck, for the listeners here, we have a $220 giveaway we're giving away right now for all
the
listeners.
It's a post-Christmas. We're still just feeling in the mood and the giving spirit.
And they don't have to buy anything to get the stuff.
Right. They just need to get out here to us. So if you want to come to the next conference, it's February 16th and 17th. Get on Stitcher, get on iTunes, get on Google, whatever you got to find. Look up Thrive Time Show, okay?
Yep.
Look up Thrive Time Show on iTunes or Stitcher. Subscribe first. Subscribe. Yep. Second, you want to leave us a review.
Objective
review. Let us know. We really do read these things. We really do try to make the show better. Customer feedback, listener feedback is what helps us do that.
As an example, we had one guy who said, I really like it when you study successful people. I love hearing those stories.
Yeah, and so it's motivating.
Put a lot of focus on those this year. Back to you.
Right. And then so we're also, those tickets are normally $99. If you subscribe, leave us a review, screenshot that review and email it to info@thrive15.com. Two free $99 tickets plus we're feeling even more in the spirit here. So we're going to throw in the Thrive book. Okay. On top of that. So it's a total of $220.
I've written called Thrive.
It's a great book. It's a good read. People read it after the conference. We get a lot of good feedback on it. So two tickets and the Thrive book, $220 value, February 16th and 17th conference. Just get on there, subscribe, leave a review, screenshot, and send it to info@thrive15.com.
And when we come back, we're going to break down even more information, more specific training on how you can find significance within the world of business. My name is Clay Clark. I am a business coach. Stay tuned.
You know that I'm a hustler, hustler.